Milford Money Matters.
Welcome back to another week of Milford Money Matters. This week, Liam is in the hot seat. Welcome in, Liam.
Back again, g'day.
Back again. We're talking about turning the plan into action today. So if we look at once someone's worked out what they might need for retirement, what are the first practical steps that they should then take?
Well, you're right. You know, once you have that retirement target, the next step is turning it into an action plan. So you've got to start by reviewing how much you're already saving through KiwiSaver and other investments, and then work out whether there's a gap between where you are and where you need to be. From there, set a regular savings amount and automate it wherever possible. That's where KiwiSaver is really great. It happens before you don't have to do anything.
Mm-hmm.
And small, consistent contributions can make a really big difference over time.
Okay, so how can regular saving feel more achievable for people who are starting late or feeling really behind?
Yeah, it's one of the most common questions I get, and you know, a lot of people worry they've left it too late, but the most important thing is to start from where you are today. Rather than focusing on the total amount you think you should have, focus on what you can save consistently each week or month. Even small increases can add up significantly over time, especially when investment returns are working alongside your contributions. And remember, progress is far more important than perfection.
And it's not a spray and walk away situation, is it, Liam? Like, when you've set your retirement plan, you've got to kind of review it every year rather than just setting it and then forgetting about it.
Yeah, well, you know, life happens, things get in the way, so your plan will need to change accordingly. You know, your finances, investment markets, they're constantly changing. So something like an annual review gives you the opportunity to check whether you're still on track, update your goals, and make adjustments if needed. It can also help you take advantage of changes in your income mm-hmm. or expenses. So a common one is when children leave daycare and head to school. You know, that often frees up money in the household budget for things like investing. So a regular review keeps your plan relevant and importantly reduces the risk of an unpleasant surprise later on.
And what like changes in life should prompt someone to revisit their retirement savings plan?
Yeah, I think, you know, changes such as getting married or separating, buying or selling a home, changing jobs, receiving an inheritance or approaching retirement, they can all affect your long-term financial position. So things as well like significant shifts in health, income or spending habits can also change how much you'll need in retirement. So the earlier you update your plan after any major change, the easier it is to stay on track.
It's probably been about a year since you and I chatted, Liam. Maybe we need to have a chat.
You've got my number, mate.
There we go.
Well, as always, Liam, a wealth of knowledge. Thank you so much for coming in. And a reminder, this segment is educational only and should not be considered financial advice. But if you do want expert advice, you can always head along to milfordasset.com and learn more, or call your local Milford office for a free initial no obligation chat today. Liam, thank you so much for coming in.